Welcome to episode 608 of Flyaway. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Anna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy, Lindsay, and Donna. Virgin Voyages' highly anticipated inaugural Alaska season is officially underway. The newest lady ship, the Brilliant Lady, has been strategically redesigned to explore the last frontier in style. Our resident Pacific Northwestern Outlander travel agent, was a mouthful, just disembarked from a 12-night Inside Passage and Hubbard Glacier voyage and is here to share as much of this unique and fun-filled experience as we can possibly fit into 20 minutes. So, let's get started. Let's not waste any time. We got a lot to cover. I'm so excited to hear about this. I've done Caribbean and European on this amazing cruise line, so I want to know all about Alaska.
All right.
So start from the top.
Where do you want me to start? Okay. So for anybody that's listening, I'm just going to give you my quick rapid fire 10 reasons why Virgin, what makes it different. No kids. And I'm not saying that I don't hate children. We are childless. And it's kind of nice. I think it creates a different atmosphere on board when there are no children. It's very, it's a completely different vibe. And everybody's welcome. It's the inclusivity of Virgin is unlike anything else I've experienced on a cruise line. And that is from all standpoints, and that's, you know, all body types, all genders, everybody's welcome and everybody's accepted. The hammocks on board the balcony, I've slept many nights in my hammock on the balcony. In fact, one of the things that was hard about this cruise was taking turns with my husband. I had to learn how to share my hammock. The food, the variety of the food. I usually am one of those people where I'll get bored if I'm on a ship for a long time and I'm eating the same food over and over again. Virgin food, I don't get bored. And for a cruise ship this size, and this was about 2,800 passengers. This is not the typical size ship that I prefer. I'm normally at heart a small ship girl. So for me to like a ship like this, part of the reason is because the eateries all the restaurants are smaller. So you're getting a smaller batch of food created at a different time. And it creates a better atmosphere when you're not all hoarding in one dining area. Eating the same thing. Let's see.
Got a more intimate feel to it.
Yeah, more intimate. That's what I was like. More boutique feel. And the ship is very well laid out so that you never feel like you're surrounded by a lot of people. Never at once did it feel, other than maybe in the Red Room on Scarlet Night, that there were a lot of people on the ship. By the happenings cast and versus having one cruise director, Virgin's system of using 12 fun, amazing, larger than life personalities on board to host all these incredible fun events. It makes a world of difference for me. No announcements. That's something that the first five sailings, I didn't even realize that was something that I liked about this cruise line. But it is, as somebody with sensory issues, you can be, and half the time it sounds like the teacher from Charlie Brown, right?
You have to run to your door and open it so you can hear.
I missed it. What did they say?
What did they say? And you're in the hallway but there's none of that. You get the messages on your app, which I think is phenomenal. The onboard fun, you can be as social or as antisocial as you want to be. And this appeals to both of my natures of being extroverted and introverted at times. You can have, solo fun or fun in groups. And the whole concept is designed to promote meeting your fellow passengers, because you can spend a lot of time on a ship with a bunch of other people and never really connect with them. On Virgin Voyages, we always come home with a lot of friends. Very tech forward. I love all the tech aspects. The big ship with the small feel. And then also Virgin listens. Literally everything I suggested on my second, I was on the second sailing of Scarlet Lady, and everything I've suggested in the comic cards, and they've implemented things. They listen to their guests, they change and modify, and really just try and make sure that they're always improving the onboard experience for the guests, which I really love. And getting to see all those changes now, you know, several years later, across the brand and the different ships is really kind of cool. It's anyway, so that's my little rapid fire. Hopefully I did not too bad of a job.
Perfect. Yeah, nice.
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. And I think we can all agree with everything you said.
Yeah, that was a great recap.
Okay. And I have children, and I don't want to always sail with children.
Exactly.
And then a lot of people ask why, because I have Alaska privilege, Sandy. I've been to Alaska many times now, and I've actually sailed to Alaska with quite a few different cruise lines. But this is my husband's first trip to Alaska. Mm-hmm. And when I was talking with some fellow agents, they were like, oh, you're going on Virgin Voyages? 12 nights to Alaska? Why are you going to Alaska with Virgin Voyages? Well, my husband loves Virgin. We absolutely love the atmosphere on board. And I figured we're going to go back and we're going to do a land trip later. This was such a great way, a great marriage of the things that he liked already with the destination he had never been to. And the itinerary round trip out of Seattle doesn't get much more convenient for us unless they're going to pull the ship up to Whidbey Island, where that is close. I mean, even Vancouver we can do in like 3.5 hours, but or 3 hours from us. But yeah, this was a great itinerary. We got a lot of the highlights. Originally we were supposed to go to Tracy Arm, and we ended up, because of everything that happened, they changed to Hubbard Glacier, and that ended up being a great switch for us. We were able to get on a small ship cruise that was offered to book on board an additional excursion, and we were able to go right up to the glacier.
Ah, cool.
Which was phenomenal. Nice. So we went to a couple ports that are my favorite and that I got to introduce my husband to. Ketchikan and Sitka and Skagway. But then we went to some that I had never been to before, like Haines and Prince Rupert. And we had such a longer time in port is one
really?
Of the things that, yes. In Victoria, we were there all day, pretty much 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
That's cool, because Victoria can be such an afterthought on so many itineraries. You know, like when we did it that one time.
Show up at like 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah, 7 p.m. to 11 or something, you know,
And not to brag about our port privilege, but we did see some very jealous passengers from other cruise lines rushing past to go back to leave destination earlier.
So did they have good, they had good like port placement, like
They really did for being the new kid on the block. That was one of the things everyone said. Oh, you're doing, you know, there are other
cruise lines. Yeah, that's one thing that I was really curious about.
And I was worried. I was worried at first. And this is their first season. And this is their first long sailing in Alaska. Mm-hmm. I think this is the third sailing or second Alaskan sailing because they sailed up from LA. But they're still kind of figuring things out a little bit, right? And every time a cruise line goes to a new destination, you always wonder what's this going to be like? Is this going to be, am I going to be tendering at every port because the new kids on the block? But we only had one tender port, and I can't even say it was an inconvenience. It was Icy Strait Point. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like it detracted in any way. It was a little stressful thinking about how you're going to book your port times your tender time, because you have to do that through the app, and it came available at 9 a.m. the day before. But the day before we were in Skagway, and that was a really busy day for us. So I couldn't be on the phone or the app trying to book but I didn't have to, because we booked a shore excursion through Virgin for Icy Strait Point. And so we were able to get off the ship right away. But if you don't have an excursion booked through the cruise line, I think having to do that tender thing might be a little bit of a because it was completely sold out by the time we got back on the ship, and then you're just doing the walk off or the wait.
So you should definitely do an excursion that day.
You might want to think about it. I think that's definitely just play it in, factor it into, depending on what you're going to do. And because it was a port that we hadn't been to, I don't know how much
you want to. Yeah, I haven't been to that one.
Okay, so I'm just going to go over rapid fire what we did. And if you guys want to hear more about it.
All right.
Okay. So Ketchikan, we did the Whispers of Ketchikan variety show, which was a burlesque show at the Red Lantern. And it was so much fun. Very small, intimate, speakeasy type setting right up my alley. I do not think that they marketed this properly, which ended up being in our favor because we booked this cruise pretty late. So picking excursions, we kind of were... If this had been marketed as a burlesque show, I don't think we would have gotten that. I don't think we would have been able to do it. But
find that on other cruise lines. They don't advertise that one as a short excursion.
No. This was a Virgin exclusive. That's something else that Virgin did differently for Alaska, is that there were Virgin exclusive excursions. There were also Alaska themed activities on board, and I'll go over those after I do the short excursions. But so we did the burlesque show. I took my husband to Creek Street. I took him to one of my favorite distilleries, and then of course we had to go to the Arctic Bar because that's where the Alaska welcoming party for Virgin was. They were blasting Like a Virgin when we pulled in the port.
That's awesome.
I tried to get some video of it. But they were out there. They had the big speakers out there playing Like a Virgin. Probably the
that is hilarious. I love that.
In Ketchikan, did they port like downtown in that?
Yeah, like, right downtown. So then Sitka, we did a sip and snack in Sitka, which was another one that I'm so glad I did. I love Sitka, but every time I go, I either am doing something wildlife-like or if I'm just walking around town. And this, I really wanted to try more of the local food. And this excursion all these excursions, by the way, I wanted to try Virgin's excursions. So I exclusively booked Virgin excursions for this cruise, which is not something I typically do. But this was Sip and Snack in Sitka, and they took us to a local bar, and we had oysters and champagne. And the bar owner had a brand new French bulldog that new to him. Mm-hmm. He'd rescued her, and then he had a giant Newfoundland.
Oh my gosh. Wow. They were best friends, right?
Right away, my favorite place. And then we went over to the art gallery in town, where they brought in a bunch of local samples from different restaurants and food trucks. And so we got to enjoy them in one spot, which was wonderful. And we had some of the things we had that were so good, like the salt and the chocolate. We had to go quick find the places and buy.
That's awesome.
But I really love that. And I would highly recommend that to anybody if you get a chance. It's just a nice way to get a taste of all of the, and I had the best reindeer sausage. We had this halibut ceviche that was probably the best ceviche I've ever had in my whole life. Then we went to Hubbard Glacier, and like I said, we were very lucky to do this cruise when we went up to the shore excursions booth on board just to see if it was available, because I had seen some things about it online and I wasn't sure if they were going to offer it. They weren't sure. They had it set up for Tracy Arms but in Dawes Glacier, but they weren't sure they were going to be able to get it set up in time for Hubbard. So this is the first sailing they were actually able to do this excursion. And so we booked it. There was only 3 spots left, and it ended up being one of our best things that we did on this cruise.
That's awesome.
And we're just watching. We're watching the ship in the background, you know, waving as we go, go right up to the glacier. It was incredible. And then Skagway, we did the White Pass Railway. I wanted Josh to have the quintessential Alaska experience. So I made him we did the combo with the gold panning and the dog sled.
Nice.
Which that was a lot. It was a lot of fun. And then we came back and we explored town for a while. I took him to both the breweries and we went to the Red Onion Saloon and they made him do his first duck fart shot. and then Oh no, that was a reindeer fart. We did a duck fart in Sitka. We did the reindeer fart at the Red Onion Slude. And then we went on the helicopter glacier walk. So it was my first helicopter ride. Yeah.
That's cool.
I've been on glaciers before up in Denali. I did the flight seeing. I've done flight seeing there, but this is my first helicopter ride. And my husband was a helicopter mechanic in the Army. And I always said, if I do a helicopter, I'm going to wait until we can go together. And so this was kind of a really special trip because we never get to travel together.
Yeah.
It's very rare. He works all the time. And so get to see him experience one of my favorite destinations was just like icing on the cake.
I'd love the video of you guys putting your face in the water.
Oh yeah. The glacier. And that was like, they had trekking poles. This was like serious business. At first I was like, how far are we walking? And we just went around and came back. And that was a great experience. We did have to pay the fat tax. I'll tell you.
Better safe than sorry. You know, yeah. You don't want to lie about your weight on this.
No, they weigh you anyway. So you can lie all you want. They're going to weigh you. We told them at the beginning, we're like, yeah, we know we'll have to pay that. And everyone is so nice about it. They were like, you know, we're going to have to charge you. I'm like, yes.
So they actually charge you like double, or?
They charged us an extra $150 each. Okay. It's for the fuel.
I mean, I get why they have to do it, but it's nice that it's not like double the price.
And when you're weighing yourself, you better do it with whatever you're going to wear. Mm-hmm. On that
day. Take your shoes off and, you know.
So we did that. And then Icy Strait Point, this was our only day that I feel like, and again, these are new ports for them. This was the crew's very first time there. Lots of learning curves, but I highly anticipate. In fact, I would bet money that the next time they visit Icy Strait Point, they're going to have a Virgin rep out there explaining things to people, because there was some confusion. The port reps had no instructions. There was a scheduled time for a lot of things that didn't need a scheduled time for a meeting. They were self-guided. There was some misconfusion about that, but I highly anticipate that'll be fixed before the next one. But we did a gondola ride and a beer flight. And that was it was self-guided. You just go up there, ride the gondola and go to this little truck and get your beer samples. And I think with that place, I've now had beer from every brewery in Alaska. The Icy Strait Point Brewery. And then let's see, we came back and we explored on our own a little bit. And then we did a bear walk, the Spassky River Valley Wilderness Adventure. We did see one bear at the end of our walk. The people who went out a little earlier than us were very lucky. They didn't see any bear. They didn't see any bear out in the trail where we saw them, but they did see bear on the side of the road. So that was exciting. And I think I'd rather see them from where we saw them. Then we went to Haines. And we didn't book anything in Haines because there was so much in town that I wanted to see. This is such a beautiful little town. There are art galleries and all the locals are incredibly friendly. This is the kind of place where you walk in and they'll tell you hey, where do you want to see? Where do you want to go? And tell you all about the history. And so we did our own little gallery tour. We went to the meadery. The Three Northmen Viking themed meadery, which is right up Josh's alley. He absolutely loved that place. We went to the brewery and we went to the distillery.
I had to
get all the breweries in Alaska, I think. And then Prince Rupert, which was another beautiful little port. And this is the Haines port is where you get off, or I'm so sorry. Icy Strait Point. I skipped kind of over that. When we went to the Spassky River Valley, that's in Hunan. And that was so cool to get out of that area and get out into the actual town itself. Icy Strait Point, think of it as like Amber Cove, but for Alaska.
Right.
You know, like there's a zip line, there's some gondolas, there's a bunch of shopping, and it's beautiful. Reminds me a lot of like the Pacific Northwest area, like when you're looking out over over the pier and the old cannery there. So, but it's this kind of little area. I think in order to really appreciate, you've got to get out and go into nature, go into the town. We met some incredible people on that. So in Prince Rupert, we kind of, we left it open because I was trying to get on a bear excursion. And it was an excursion that was sold out before we booked our cruise. So I left this day open. But in hindsight, knowing that we couldn't get on the bear thing, I'm still happy that I did. Because we went to like all the local hangouts. We got pastries from Saltwater Bakery and we went to Cappuccino. And we walked down by the Sunken Gardens and accidentally crashed somebody's D&D themed wedding. It was open to the public and everybody was all around taking videos and pictures, and I'm like, I feel like we're just in somebody's wedding right now. And then we went off in search of, I had read about this place that was like a local hangout for, it had the best, I was craving a really good burger, because that's, I love you Virgin, but that's not something you do well. So I was craving a really good burger, and so we walked really far away out of town, the other side of town, in trying to find this burger bar, this OV burger bar. And we ended up getting, instead of the burger, I got poutine and Josh got this giant rockfish, local caught rockfish sandwich that was just massive. It was like bigger than his head. It was crazy. And so I ended up eating part of his fish from his fish sandwich, and I'm like, oh, no burger for me. So we got to go back now to get a burger. But that was a really good day. Let's see. And then Victoria, we went to Bouchard Gardens. 16 years of living out here, and that man promised me when we first moved here he was going to take me to Bouchard Gardens in Victoria, because it's literally 3 hours away from us. And this was our first chance to actually go. And this was another excursion that was a Virgin exclusive. And so it, originally when we booked it, it was supposed to be Bouchard Gardens and a wine tasting. But Virgin changed it, and I'm really glad they did. They changed it to a cidery. So we instead went out and toured a cider farm, and we got to meet his family-run cider farm, got to hear about how the bears knocked down the gate to his orchard the night before. Nice. And he had to go back up there and patch it up, and got to walk and tour the facility and try some really great local cider without sugar added to it, which was great. So those were the excursions I did. And now I think, I don't know, what was that? What else did I have on here? We did so much, and I know I'm rushing through.
I mean, you have on here about some of the stuff that is different on this ship too.
Oh yeah. So the Brilliant Lady has a brand new lineup of shows, which I'm proud to say we did all of them.
Nice. You guys are so good. I swear.
Oh my God, Sandy, we did have one. Let me get through this and I'll tell you all about that. Because we were feeling our age on this cruise for sure. So they have the Out of Time, which is a really fun, like kitschy, musical, like a time travel musical. I don't want to say too much and give it away, but it was a lot of fun and I really loved it. And I would go see that again. Murder in the Manor, that's when you had to reserve. Out of Time is just in the Red Room, but you do have to make a reservation for Murder in the Manor. It's only offered a couple times during our 12-night sailing. It was only offered a few times, but there was no cost for it. And it is an 80s themed, like, again, kitschy murder musical mystery. That sounds fun. It was so much fun. It was all about this pop star that died, and they were trying to figure out who killed her. And it's a great time. Then we saw The Red Hot, which is the musical about Richard Branson. Sir Richard Branson, sorry, and mm-hmm. about his life and the beginning of Virgin Voyages. And I didn't think I was going to like that one, but I think it was Josh's favorite, and it was one of my top two. It was really great, and I learned so much about him that I had no idea. And it was very well done and entertaining. I thought it was going to be very like, oh, here's this, you know. But it was very well done. Let's see. Up with the Twist was probably my favorite thing we did, and that was an additional cost. It's a cocktail musical, and the food was phenomenal. What they fed us for dinner was amazing, which is good. I'm glad they gave us food, because they also give you 5 cocktails in this show, and they are nice. Strong cocktails, wow. And it's in like hour.
Is this in the manor?
Oh, jeez.
It's, yeah, it was in the manor. And this is okay. The one where Josh got pulled up on stage. to be part of the show. That was, he got to play water, which is, I got the funniest little video of him. He had the best time on this cruise. I don't know. If you ask him, he'll be like, it was okay. But
yeah. For him, that's it was like, nice. Yeah.
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah. When you commented, how is Josh liking the cruise?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, he must love it.
There was also a duet show that's new on board, and that's more of like I would consider the traditional cruise entertainment. That's not something I've seen on Virgin before. It was just 3 of the members from Up at the Twist that were doing some of the old standard songs and some of the new pop songs and just like a quiet cabaret type setting. Very appeasing to a lot of the type of clients that normally like to go to Alaska.
All right. So something kind of classic. Gotcha.
Yeah. Something classic. It was well done. And then the only thing I feel like we phoned in a little bit on was the electric party. The electric party was hopping, but it was so loud. And we were sitting up and drinking in Sips Lounge with some new friends, and we just kept peeking into the manor. So I don't know if I can really say I attended the electric party, but I did get to see the highlights.
And you heard it.
Yeah, and I heard it. I mean, there's also a new restaurant that's the switchover at night from Razzle Dazzle to Rojo. And that was phenomenal. It's a Spanish tapas restaurant. It was so good. Everything we had was good. The cheesecake in there is some of the best cheesecake we've ever had. And then also they had new activities on board. Like we did the traditional grog walk and like the bingo with the diva and the bingo with the hostess and mm-hmm. the tea at Sip and all the normal usual things. But on this ship, they also had booze clues, like Blues Clues. But you go around to, it's a pub crawl, but you're working in teams to solve a disappearance. Okay. And you've got to solve all these puzzles, and you have to solve a puzzle in order to get your drink.
Okay.
But it was a little bit like an escape room pub crawl, because you had to solve one puzzle to get the drink and then one puzzle to leave the bar to go to the next one.
Oh my gosh. Okay. And it gets harder the more you go.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And it's definitely one I would do again. The grog walk was fun, because I have done several grog walks, but never with Josh. They were always sold out so fast every time we sailed together. So this was his first time doing the grog walk. And he, as soon as they explained that we would have these cards and all these social interactions would be expected of us, he looked at me and he goes, "What have you done to me?" And then not even 2 minutes later, we start the first thing. He gets his card. He's up talking to someone, and he's talking to like a pilot. He found They're talking about airplanes, and so you met somebody in like 2 seconds. We made so many great friends on this cruise, but that's typical for Virgin.
That's awesome.
That's normally what happens.
I have a question about the restaurants. So yeah. 12 nights you were duplicating your restaurants, so mm-hmm. I'm sure. So did you have different menus for any of them, or did you just pick something different?
They didn't change the menus. The galley, one of the new things that they've started doing in the galley, and I don't know when they started this, but they do have different specials in the different stations. But in the main, in the restaurants, like in Test Kitchen or Wake or all those restaurants, they'll have an Alaska themed dish. Okay. So, for example, one of the things was the reindeer, the venison. Josh really loved the venison at the wake, and he also had it at Test Kitchen. He had there, but it was Alaska. He had swordfish that he loved. There were a couple other things that were just in on the menu. There'll be a little bear that indicates that this is Alaska specific. Nice. A lot of great food. We never got bored with the food. 12 nights. Mm-hmm. We changed menus. We changed venues quite a bit. We did eat at Wake a lot because it's one of our favorites. I have to be completely honest. Before I got on the ship, Pink Agave was my favorite restaurant, but we didn't have the best experience on our first night eating at Pink Agave. And I sense, because we did go back and give it another shot, and it was phenomenal. It was just like I had remembered it. But the first time we ate there, the cut of meat was like super gristly. And I think they're still figuring out their distribution, like how they get their food. And I did notice
my experience last time I ate there.
Yeah. But I think if you tell them, I did notice, and this is, I could be completely off base on this, but I think because they filled up some things in Seattle and then we ate there like right after we left Seattle. But then when they filled out of Vancouver, and we ate there again. It was really good. So do with that information what you will. It could be completely off, but I feel like it was. And then the other thing that was kind of a miss for me that I was a little sad about, I had very few. My list of like things I was unhappy with was very small. Was the pizza I think is better on Scarlet Lady. And again, I don't know if that's just ingredients, they're using different things, or what's going on. It's not bad. It's just tastes like every other cruise ship's pizza now, whereas Scarlet Lady to me was like Napolese type wood-fired.
Yeah. When we went in February, I did Test Kitchen towards the end of the cruise, and it was a different menu than the beginning of the cruise.
So there's three menus. There's an A, B, and C. Mm-hmm. And we originally, on this cruise, I had booked a Test Kitchen three times strategically to get each menu, and they'll post the menus up on the desk when you're walking into Test Kitchen, so you can just snap a little shot of it for your sailing. That's one of those things I do wish that they would release in advance so you could make planning easier for people who are planners. Yeah. But I can honestly say that anything we couldn't get into, we had no problem switching around and getting into. We couldn't do any brunches in advance. It was not an issue for us to get into brunches. It was not an issue, you know, the fight to the death for stuff. The only thing that I wanted to book that was sold out that I couldn't get into was that bear excursion. And that was such a small group of people, and it was already sold out before we even booked our cruise. So anything on board that we thought we wanted to do or even change last minute, we were able to kind of do that. And you know, your results may vary, but that's been my experience every time I've sailed Virgin. I know as planners, it's one of those things I do wish that we didn't have to stress about in advance of, am I going to get this? Cause most of the things that I ended up loving weren't even available to book until after you were on board for a day or two. Mm-hmm. Like Murder in the Manor got at, you know, some of the shows and some of the activities and stuff got added throughout the sailing as well and got changed and shifted around. That's one thing that I will say. I know that causes a lot of panic for people, but it's not something I think it's worth even stressing over because there's so many activities on board. It's almost, I think, impossible. Like we love Dueling Reality, and now Dueling Reality only lives on this cruise line on Brilliant Lady, and we didn't even get to see it this sailing because there were so many other things to do. But the three menus, the first one is the venison beef, the second one is the lamb, and then the third one is chicken, C for chicken. We don't like the chicken, so we ended up canceling that one. And
I had the chicken one. Yeah, mine was chicken.
We really prefer the first two, so we did that. And we ate at Rojo a few times. We had brunch at the Wake and at Razzle Dazzle. We probably ate at the Wake more than any other restaurant. We did Ship Eats one night because we were tired. Mm-hmm. And that was the night I was trying to stay up till 10:30 for the circus disco party where the performers from Dueling Reality kind of, that's the party we did, Sandy, where they spin around on the things in the manor. I'm doing a terrible job of explaining this for
you. The
aerial acrobats come out. And so I really wanted to stay up for that. But by like 8:30, I was in my pajamas and Josh went down and got ice cream and he FaceTimed me from Lake Mead ice cream. I'm like, what flavor do you want? Got ice cream and we got ship eats and that was it. We were out. Did karaoke almost every night. And then there were these fun, like it was Pride. So we did Absolut Vodka teamed up with Virgin Voyages for this, a toast to Pride. So there was a special cocktail at all six of the bars had a special cocktail. Mm-hmm. And if you had the cocktail and you get a card, then on the very last night there was a Pride party in the manor and you got a free cocktail and dancing and there were pictures and we got a really cool
bandana.
Nice. It was a lot of fun. Did a couple of the other, like the Voyager collection, Sailor Atlas. This is a great way to orientate yourself with the ship and meet all the happenings cast, truly. This was a very expensive passport for us. There was a little passport. You go at the first meeting, they give you. You got to get the stamps from like the shore things, Future Voyages, Squid Ink, the shop, and then all the places, and then all the happenings casts, each member have their own stamp, and you go around and you get them all, and at the end you turn it in and you get a little pin. Nice. But that ended up very expensive booklet for us because everywhere we went, we spent money.
sounds like y'all packed a ton into this cruise. It sounds like
we really did, and we still had a lot of time to enjoy the hammock and enjoy hanging out in our room. I don't think at any point in time we felt like we were rushed or missing out on anything. I'm doing a disservice to everybody listening if I don't go over. So the atmosphere, if you're listening to this and you're thinking about Alaska and you've never done a Virgin before, the atmosphere on board on a Virgin cruise is very different. And then the atmosphere, even if you are a diehard Virgin person who's been on a bajillion sailings in the tropics or in Europe, this is a completely different atmosphere on board. Alaska itself is wild and beautiful, and it inspires people who want to get out into nature and explore. And it really is about the destination. You know, they say you pick the ship or the destination. This is probably the first cruise I've ever been on in my life where I love the ship and I love the destination.
Yeah.
You know, that's where it was a perfect marriage of both for us, but that's not always going to be the case. I think they have so much to offer in Alaska for the right sailors, but I did notice a little mixing of the traditional Alaska sailors and the traditional Virgin sailors. And then the staff was kind of a little bit like, how do we adjust this atmosphere appropriately? Because now you're getting up at 6 a.m. 3 days in a row. Maybe the manor's not hopping till 1 or midnight or 11 the night before. Which is a completely different atmosphere if that's what you're expecting on board, and then vice versa. I think all in all, we really loved it. We are the demographic that is this hits the mark for us, but I can definitely see where this would not be. This is not for everyone.
Has the app gotten better?
Oh my God, the app. Oh, and I had notes about that. I love the app. I was on the second sailing. I will tell you, they had the tech team on with us for my first three sailings. But the app is phenomenal now. You can click on whatever you purchase. You see your actual receipts. It's very user-friendly. You can book just about everything from the app. Wonderful. I absolutely love it.
Good. Awesome. It actually works.
Mm-hmm. And it works. And they have touch screens throughout the whole, throughout the whole ship. And in the elevators, there's the screen. So when you get in the elevator, it tells you what deck you're getting, where the gangplank is. And if it moves, it changes. When all aboard is, you know, all the information you need is right there. They really have simplified this and made it as streamlined as possible. One of the things I love about Virgin is that they take that feedback constantly, and you can watch them implement changes in real time sometimes on cruises.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Awesome. Wow. We'll definitely have to check out an Alaska sailing with Virgin. So, well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, Lindsay, and myself, Anna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.